about 702, go to 702.co.za.
It's 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. I'm Clement Manyatela. Now, let's look at this story now. Sibanye Stillwater has launched a formal process to restructure a number of its unprofitable gold mines with the potential loss of up to 6,670 jobs. Now, Sibanye, which advised the market its full year loss would narrow to 1 billion rand for the 12 months to end December, from 4.4 billion rand a year earlier, has been hit by a 3-month strike at its gold assets. However, the restructuring of the shafts is not directly related to the strike called by the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union on November 21 to demand a wage increase of 1,000 rand a month. That's according to the company spokesperson, James Wellstead. But obviously other people may have different views on this. Let's welcome to this conversation Gideon du Plessis, who is the General Secretary of Solidarity. Mr. Gideon, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Thank you. Good evening, Clement.
Were you surprised by this announcement by Sibanye?
No, not at all. When we commenced with the wage negotiations last year in June, during the initial presentation, they did indicate that these specific shafts are under severe pressure, that some of them are loss-making, some of them are occasionally marginal, and they basically indicated that should we get an unfavorable wage deal, unfavorable obviously from a business point of view, that it will lead to an increase in retrenchment. So we knew that the retrenchments were definitely on the cards, but the number of people affected is now suddenly a lot higher than what was expected.
Do you think this has something to do with AMCU and the negotiations there?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they gave us this morning when we were briefed and they explained the rationale for the strike. They said there were external or extraordinary matters that played a role. They referred to the decline in the deferred tax rate adjustments, safety incidents early last year that also forced them to close down the mines on 3 occasions, and then the AMCU strike. So during the best part of the AMCU strike, I think their production was at about a 40% level. So obviously they lost 60% of their production. And the end result is that Driefontein Mine, where AMCU, which is basically their stronghold, that was the big loss maker. For Sibanye and the other shafts were basically, or the other units, were basically carrying Driefontein. So the fact that AMCU decided to target Driefontein obviously led to a spike in the number of employees being affected by the strike and by the retrenchment, obviously.
Was there sufficient consultation between Sibanye and the unions on this restructuring plan?
You see, that's why we were gobsmacked when AMCU initiated the strike, because they started in 2017 during the Future Forums, or they refer to it as the Leadership Forum, where they briefed us and kept us abreast of the operational circumstances. And that's why Solidarity, National Union of Mine Workers, and UASA, the other three unions, opted after 3 months of negotiations to settle the matter and rather focus on trying to increase production to avoid retrenchment. So we couldn't understand why the new team, because of AMCU, decided to go the dispute route, because there were AMCU negotiators in the negotiations for 3 months. Brilliant. They led the way. Sometimes we followed basically in their slipstream during the negotiations. And then right towards the end, suddenly they got replaced. And then we realized that the people who replaced them, they've got a different agenda. They don't care about the sustainability of the mining industry, and it's more about union rivalry and all of those kind of things. So we were shocked, you know, when their team were replaced, and that obviously led to a strike. And the fact of the matter is that there's also a massive increase in violence, intimidation, deaths, the burning of houses, which is so unfortunate.
So what happens next, Mr. Du Plessis? I mean, Sibanye has twice saved its Beatrix 4 shafts by engaging with unions and finding ways to keep the mine profitable. So are there going to be further engagements on this? Is there even a possibility that they could find other ways to restructure the company without necessarily targeting jobs?
Clement, that's exactly what the process will be from here on. And that's why we said, first of all, for AMPU, stop your strike and let's go sit side by side and let's go through this consultation process that commenced today. It will run until the 15th of April. And if by 15th of April, that's the end of the consultation process unless we extend it. And why we want to do the same thing which we did in 2017 when the Beatrix shafts were also up for closure, and we managed to find a way to increase productivity, and we then agreed to a three-month rolling average for free cash flows. In other words, in a three-month cycle, if a shaft or a mine is still profitable, it will not again be facing some sort of redundancy. And we want to obviously go that same route, but I'm less positive this time around because Driefontein and parts of it, especially 2 and 6 and 7 and 8 shaft, are fairly mined out. So they reach the end of life. And if it was not for the strike that caused further damage, obviously we could have come up with an easier solution. But look, in the end, it is now for us to come with solutions, and we will obviously try our utmost to avoid any form of retrenchment.
And what's been the response by AMCU? Are they willing to sit down and have these negotiations?
Well, Clement, when the strike, 1 week into the strike, David Sapunzi, who's General Secretary of NUM, and myself, we met with the leadership of AMCU, Joseph Mutunjwa, the president, and we basically were appealing to them and said, please don't go on strike. This company, you're playing right into their hands. They are under pressure. They're going to use the strike as a reason for retrenchment. It's going to affect more people. Let's find a different way. So they were not keen on adhering to our request. And subsequently, the relationship, obviously, between the three non-striking unions and that of AMCU is fairly tense. So we need to go through a process where there's an element of cohesion because we need to sit side by side in the retrenchment consultation. Otherwise, the company will use the divide and rule principle, and workers will in the end pay the price.
Oh, yeah. Look, 7,000 possible job losses, that's quite a lot. And let's hope that there'll be negotiations in good faith and somehow a resolution can be found on other ways to restructure the company than targeting jobs. But thank you so much for coming through. General Secretary of Solidarity, Gideon Du Plessis. It's going up to 9:30.